would like to extend our appreciation to Mr. Adnan for the presentations and for preparing the non-paper, which will guide our discussion today. We understand that the document provided under item 5 is a non-binding paper prepared by the Secretariat, intended for budgetary and administrative purposes as required by the 5th Committee in New York. We note that some of the options highlighted in documents are illustrative example of untapped potential activities and should not be seen as a definitive prescription for what UNCTAD will exclusively do in 2026. So we could see the positive point of it, and then we could support the non-paper. However, as we look ahead for 2026, it's also crucial that we consider the priorities and focus of the member for that year, as UNCTAD's mandates are primarily shaped by these priorities. And then we want to encourage UNCTAD to continue the discussions with members to finalize its program in 2026. To ensure its continued relevance and impact, UNCTAD must also maintain close engagement with members and remain attuned to emerging challenge and new priorities. For Indonesia, we put the priorities for 2026, among others, is the issue of creative economy, because for that year, several significant international events and mechanism on creative economy will take place and require our attention. First, UNCTAD, as mandated by the resolutions of creative economy, need to inform the second committee of the UNGA on the implementation of the creative economy resolutions that we adopted last year. And then the resolution mandates the review to be in the 81st sessions, which is in the 2026. And then second, the resolution also mandate the report of the implementation to be included in the specific section of UNCTAD Creative Economy Outlook. So the Secretariat will also have to publish the outlook in 2026. And then third, in 2026, we will also participate in the World Conference on Creative Economy, a biennial platform that bring together leaders, innovators, and then we could also see that the SG UNCTAD also participate this year, and then this platform provide the input for the opportunities and trend and shaping how the future of creative economy sector. And then based on this, we see the importance of how UNCTAD important role in creative economy in 2026. And then as it also shared by my Brazilian colleague, we also wish to highlight the importance of the issue of AI, as it is not only related with UNCTAD expertise in digital and technology, but AI is also shapes many areas related to trade and development. Moreover, the issue is also one of the highlights of the Pact of the Future and GDC, where UNCTAD is specifically mentioned in relation to data governance. And this would be an integral part of the AI discussions. Therefore, we feel that it is crucial that these priorities are reflected, among others, in the agenda for 2026. Further, in a bigger picture, we also see that in 2026, we see that this digital and then also AI could provide a link that where's connect Geneva and New York related to digital issues, such, and then in relation of the preparatory process of GDC review and report of the data governance where UNCTAD is involved. We acknowledge that this non-paper does not restrict the scope of our discussion today, and we believe it is vital for the Secretariat to take note of emerging priorities that members put into attention when Secretariat will draft the proposed program for 2026. This is to ensure that the agenda effectively reflects the key issues and trends that will shape the global development, and rest assured that Indonesia is committed to support UNCTAD and strengthening its mandate in responding to our common challenge and shared goal. Thank you.